Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, here's the station.
Black. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend, longtime financial planner, expert, and he's a certified such, by the way, author of Making Mammon Serve You. John, thanks again for being here. Financialseminary.com, is that right?
No, it's AspireFA.com.
AspireFA.com. I'm sorry. AspireFA. I knew that. I don't know why I said that other. AspireFA.com, folks. Check that out. And then find your books there. Hey, John, you've been doing some thoughts and some thinking and some observation on some of the technology issues, some of the financial technology issues that are going on right now. Cryptocurrency, some of the our private data being exploited. What do you think? Where are your concerns? Where do you think we are right now?
Well, I'm really starting to develop some privacy concerns around all of it because I've never really been an early adopter, but I have enthusiastically told people about the many financial apps that are available on their iPhone or their Android to make their financial life easier. And so I was very taken by a recent report in the Wall Street Journal that talked about the degree to which certain apps share personally identifiable and very intimate information with Facebook. And this is true for app users who are logged on to Facebook or not, and in some cases, people who aren't even on Facebook, who have never signed up for it, are getting their personal data sent to Facebook. The journal actually looked at 11 different applications, and these are everything from heart rate monitors that maybe a runner might use to something that tracks, you know, a woman who's trying to track her, getting pregnant, to realtor.com will track, you know, which houses you looked at and which ones you marked as favorites. And all this information is being sent to Facebook the minute you key it into the app and you're not particularly made aware of it, and you can't opt out of it. There's no known way to turn that off. It's not like just, you know, check the right permissions on your phone or something. And so it really made me start thinking. The 11 apps they tested were not financial apps, but there are so many financial apps out there, budget apps like Mint or You Need a Budget, things like that, that collect a lot of information about the uses of your credit cards.
It's even worse than that, though. And you're talking about specific financial information. It's worse than that, though, John. I've been noticing this for some time now. Have you ever watched a movie on a channel and you thought about looking up an actor on the movie on your phone while you were watching, and it was like a really old actor that been dead for 50 years and nobody's thought about him for a long time, and you type in the first two characters of their name and all of a sudden that name pops into Google. You know what I mean? And you're thinking, I wonder how that came up so quick. So the other day I was at a tribute, a birthday party actually, for a great musician. But not a musician that he's known by the group he was in, but he wasn't so much known by his name. And I was at a celebration for him not long ago, and I typed in his first name, which was like John or Jim, you know. And so it could have been a billion different people, right? His name popped into my carrier obviously had told Google that I was in an event for that guy. Otherwise, how else would his? I mean, it wasn't just his name, and it could have been any one of 100 people with that name. It was that guy.
Yeah.
Now you think that's not creepy?
Yeah, there really is no privacy anymore. And, you know, speaking of privacy, one of the things that has come up recently that people jumped on because it's private and anonymous is cryptocurrencies. Right. And I've been shocked to see the number of instances in which cryptocurrencies have been hacked, directly or through
And they're supposed to be immutable, but they're not, are they?
Yeah, anything that can be done can be undone. And I think that's the big lesson there. There's no such thing as an unhackable thing.
And therefore, I mean, this is what you're talking about. And as you know, John, this is what my fourth book is all about. The thing that we have to do is we have to realize that we have to do our own governing of our own activity. And one of the ways I do that, John, when these apps pop up on the screen and they say, okay, if you download our app, we're going to get access to your contacts, to your photos, to your I mean, they tell you, they actually say, we're going to have access to these things. You know what I do? I tell them, no, I do without the app. I don't let them have it.
Exactly.
We have to start saying no, don't we?
Yeah, today is a good time to be a bit more of a Luddite, you know, be a little bit more old-fashioned and less eager to embrace some of these technologies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when something is offered to you free, people don't create these apps just out of the goodness of their heart.
When it's free, you're the product.
Yeah.
Remember that, folks. When it's free, you're the product. AspireFA.com is John's website. We've got more to come after the break with our good friend John. We always get smarter when he joins us, and so we are. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.